This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to another wonderful day and War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Today is Wednesday. It's a new month. Month of May is here. Wednesday, May 1st. Great to be with you. The biggest news story of the day, I'm sure, in the media tonight, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of the above, even Fox News, CNN, the dying communist news network that has no viewers anymore, all of them will have a news story tonight about the congressional battles today with Attorney General Barr. And that'll be a big part of my show today. And I'll get to all of that in a second. But in the meantime, I want to start with the biggest news story of the day. This is all about WMD, weapons of mass distraction. That's what's going on here. They're trying to distract you from the fact that Donald Trump has created the Goldilocks economy, the perfect economy. Everything is just perfect. It all fits perfectly. It's like the bowl and the chair that are perfect for Goldilocks. This is a perfect economy at the moment. Now, it's not. I'm not saying it's not in a kind of a weird place on a cliff where it could fall off tomorrow. Things could change very quickly if liberals got a hold of this economy and raise taxes and added new regulations again and tried to enforce Obamacare again. I think it could instantly drop off the cliff and things would be bad. But right now, things are good. Private payrolls surged by 275,000 in April, blowing past estimates. This is the Trump economy. If this was Obama, liberals would give their left arm, their left breast, their left ball. Liberals would give their left everything in order to get these results for Barack Obama. But they never got these results for Barack Obama. Do you understand that? Obama's economy sucked. You want to make this a battle in 20 between Trump and going back to Obama? I welcome it. Let's make Biden your nominee and let's talk about going back to Barack Obama. Let's go back to making America miserable again, instead of making America great again. But this is fabulous. The U.S. economy added far more jobs than expected in April as payrolls in the services sector grew by the most in more than 2 years. Private payrolls grew by 275,000 last month, the biggest increase since July when they expanded by 284,000. Economists polled by Dow Jones expected private payroll growth of 177,000. Good producing jobs, which include construction, manufacturing, mining, rose by 52,000, led by a $49,000 payrolls increase in construction. Wow. Overall, medium-sized businesses, those that employ 50 to 499 people, led the way in jobs creation by adding 145,000 jobs. Small business increased by 77,000 jobs. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, said the job market is holding firm as businesses work hard to fill open positions. The economic soft patch at the start of the year has not materially impacted hiring. April's job gains make the case the expansion continues on. This came just a week after the Commerce Department said the economy grew at 3.2% in the first quarter. Best start to a year since 2015. Trump economy is booming. And they don't want you to know. They got to keep screaming and yelling and, oh, resign, impeach, I hate you, go to prison. F Trump. That's all they care about because they can't accept the reality of what Trump has done. And he's done it with really a pop gun because all he did was cut taxes for big corporations. He really didn't do anything much for the average person. That's a big problem, I think. I think if Trump had cut taxes dramatically for the average person, the economy would be 50 times better than it is. And if Trump had been allowed to kill Obamacare, John McCain ruined that, and of course, every single Democrat. But if he'd been allowed to do that, the economy would be much better. And last but not least, the Fed is standing in the way of Trump's economy. This is all happening while the Fed raises interest rates and does quantitative tightening instead of quantitative easing. Instead of throwing money at the economy, they're sopping it back up again, pulling it back in, taking money away from the economy. Can you imagine, in the face of these headwinds, Trump's creating an economic miracle? And don't forget the headwinds on the news. I mean, people don't feel good tuning into the news every night and seeing their president might be impeached. That was going on the whole first quarter. That was going on until the Mueller report was released. And they still want to scream out that we're going to impeach the president. They're not happy with a good economy. Don't you understand that? They're trying to drag our economy down. Here's another example of how good the economy is, the Goldilocks economy. The Fed foresees no rate hikes amid unusually low inflation. So you have an economy that's growing by 3% or more. Credible. And jobs being added by 200,000 a month and more. And you have no inflation. I mean, that's the most perfect economy I've ever heard of in my entire life. And it only exists in like fairy tales. But it exists now for the United States of America and all of us because of Donald Trump. Did a great job. And by the way, in addition to tax cuts for corporations, massive ones, and allowing them to bring all their money back to the United States, and in addition to regulation, massive regulation cuts, and in addition to striking a blow at the heart of Obamacare by killing the mandate, wasn't enough, but it was something. It was a start. You also have just attitude in life, you know, and I use this example all the time. And just, you know, call me sexist, I'll throw it both ways. It just so happens most of the time, isn't it a man who beats a woman? It's not a woman who beats a man. It's generally a man who beats a woman. There are men out there, terrible, terrible men who are husbands who beat their wives. And very often those wives have a sick complex and they actually stand by their man. And when the police come, they jump on the back of the policeman and hit the policeman and bite his ear and pull his hair and try and stop the policeman from arresting her husband. Right? That's a sickness. That's a complex. But I'll make sure it goes both ways. So it doesn't have to be just a man beating a woman and a woman acting mentally ill. It could be a woman beating a man, and the man sticks with his wife, and when the police come, the man fights the policeman. So it doesn't matter to me whether it's a man or a woman. Not a sexist statement. You have a spouse who stands by his or her spouse, even though they're getting the crap kicked out of them, and they actually don't want their spouse to be arrested, and they stay with them. Right? That's a mental illness. And so that's what's going on with liberals, right? They had the crap kicked out of them by Obama, and they can't admit it. They cannot admit it, that Obama produced the worst economy since the Great Depression. They stick by their man. They want more of the same. They say, beat me some more. It's amazing. And meanwhile, you have no inflation at the same time as you have great economy with great GDP and jobs being created by the hundreds of thousands per month. It's an incredible economy. And it's just, it's the Goldilocks economy. It's perfect. Doesn't get any better. Does not get any better. So, Fed foresees no rate hikes amid unusually low inflation. And not only are they Democrats willing to argue that the Obama economy was great while he was smacking you in the head and telling you how much he hates you and what a piece of garbage you are and how worthless you are. You know, again, back to the spouse analogy. You're not going to perform well for a spouse. I won't call it a husband. I don't want to be sexist. But it's usually the husband who says bad things to the wife. Let's face it. And you're a worthless piece of garbage and you look like crap and you don't do any good for me. And when a husband does that, does the wife perform well for him? Of course not. That's why we didn't perform for Obama. Obama said, you didn't build it. He tried to tell people like me, businessmen like me, Wayne Root, that works 16, 18 hours a day and creates money out of thin air. I'm like a champion of creating money out of thin air, and I have been my whole life. And you're telling me I didn't earn it. It was government that did that for me. It wasn't me. It's not my talent. It should all be taken away from me. Screw you, Obama. I hate you, you lowlife. So I'm not gonna be out there fighting for you. I'm not going to fight to make money to help your economy. That's why the economy sucked under Obama. It was like a wife being berated by her husband and won't perform. Or a husband being berated by a wife and won't perform. There we go. Don't want to be sexist. And then Trump came along, and Trump is actually nice to the spouse, nice to the business people, nice to the small business people, nice to the entrepreneurs, and tells you how great you are, and so we perform for him, and the economy flies, and jobs are created. That's all this comes down to. All right, other good news of the day. CNN and MSNBC ratings plunge after release of the Mueller report destroys their collusion obsession. Plunge! Plunge! CNN's primetime ratings plunged 26% in April. Dropped 26% compared to 2018. MSNBC's ratings down 14% compared to last year. And for the record, the report from Special Counsel Mueller, which cleared Trump of allegations that he colluded with Russia, came out on April 18th. Can you imagine it came out on April 1st? Those two networks, MSNBC and CNN, have been hyping the Russian collusion story for more than 2 years. And so once the fraud was defrauded, and we found out it was all lies, nobody tuned in anymore to CNN and MSNBC, and it wasn't exciting anymore. According to Nielsen, CNN suffered its lowest rate of month in viewers since October of 2015. Only 767,000 average primetime viewers, down from 1.04 million last year. In the 25 to 54-year-old demographic, the one they love and care about because advertisers love it, it was the network's least watched month since August of 2015. Isn't that ironic? How bad things go for the Democrats, how good for the Republicans? Trump's economy just had the best showing since 2015. I think it was August of 15, and CNN had its worst showing since July of 15. I wonder if there's a correlation there. The economy's flying, CNN's lying. And look at the results. Trump's up, CNN's down. By the way, Attorney General Barr not expected to testify before the House Judiciary Committee, and the Democrats vow to hold a hearing anyway tomorrow. We'll be right back. We're now.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Synagenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast. See the shining sea in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country that I call Trump Land. Time to go to war with your relentless warrior. I'm your conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, love America, America first, America second, America third, America everything. Capitalist evangelist, I love what this great country did for this son of a butcher, and I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Do you understand how different my life would be if I was born in Cuba or Venezuela? What misery! If I was born in Greece or Italy, what misery your life is! If you're born in a socialist country, misery! If you're born in the old Soviet Union, if you're born in the old Red China, how miserable your life is! If you're born in Zimbabwe or Angola or any of those African nations that are basically socialist hellholes, if you're born in Haiti, do you know how different your life would be, my life would be? Thank God for America. I've led such a great life. You know, I've lived such a life of luxury. Without being a billionaire like Donald Trump, I've led the best damn life you can ever live. Thank God for America. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned, operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Thank you, Fred, for giving me my shot in syndication. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR, meaning they're a publicly traded company. You can buy their stock, and it's a great story. Only in a capitalist nation can you make money on someone else's story. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. Find out about their stock at FordhamResources.com. You may want to own it. It's the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255. My website's root4america.com. You can find me on Gmail, on email, on Gmail. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. Say that fast five times. And at Twitter, it's @RealWayneRoot. @RealWayneRoot. So here's the big news story of the day that the mainstream media won't tell you. Racist Ilhan Omar, racist and anti-Semite, Jew hater, screeches, this is not going to be the country of white people. Can you imagine if I said this is not going to be the country of black people? Can you imagine the uproar in this country if I said this is not, under my watch, this will not be a nation of black people? But she just said that about white people. Racist witch. In one of the most brazenly hypocritical episodes, absolutely zero Democrats are denouncing Representative Omar Ilhan for saying one of the most racist things an official has said in recent times. And, of course, that's because it's racist against white people. She said, this is not going to be a country of xenophobes. This is not going to be a country of white people. This is not going to be a country of the few. This is going to be the country of the many, she demanded. The context of this absurdly stupid quote is that she's trying to pin her anti-Semitism onto Trump. She says, the occupant of the White House and his allies are doing everything they can to distance themselves and misinform the public from the monsters they created that is terrorizing the Jewish community and the Muslim community. She added that talking about anti-Semitism is the same as discussing Islamophobia. When we talk about anti-Semitism, we must also talk about Islamophobia. It's two sides of the same coin of bigotry. Isn't it weird how anti-Semitism is the same as Islamophobia? But anti-black or anti-Hispanic racism isn't the same as anti-white racism. Just imagine if Trump had said there's not going to be a country of brown people, or there's not going to be a country of black people. Wow. Some harsh stuff from Ilhan Omar. Trump made a big promise on the wall. I love his promise. He tweeted out this morning, Congress must change immigration laws now. Democrats won't act. The wall's being built 400 miles by the end of the year. Mexico must stop the march to the border. So he made a promise, 400 miles by the end of the year. Let's hold him to it. I want to see how far you got. Do you have 400 miles when the year's up? The whole goal is 1,000 miles of border, and he's saying 400 by the end of the year. I'm going to hold him to it. He also said, I'm overriding the decommission order of the magnificent aircraft carrier Harry S. Truman, built in 1998, fairly new, and considered one of the largest and finest in the world. It will be updated at a fraction of the cost of a new one, which is also being built. So he's not going to allow the Harry S. Truman to be decommissioned. Good job. And yesterday, Democrats said that Trump agreed with them on a $2 trillion deal for infrastructure. And believe me when I tell you, that's a trap. Today, the White House is stalling. He's not in with the Democrats, thank God.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Venezuela opposition leader Juan Guaido announced Wednesday the start of Operation Libertad, a military uprising to overthrow disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told the House Appropriations Subcommittee how much planning is involved and the U.S. is not alone in helping Guaido to gain power.
We've done exhaustive planning, so there's not a situation or scenario that we don't have a contingency for. I would also offer that we're in close partnership with Colombia and Brazil. We're taking a regional approach. This isn't just, you know, the United States showing up.
At a Senate Judiciary hearing on Wednesday, Attorney General William Barr defended his decision to clear President Trump of criminal obstruction of justice charges and instead criticized Mueller for not reaching his own conclusion on the issue. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, hour number 3. My Doctor Suggest is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I've got something exciting to share with you. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, my good friends at My Doctor Suggest have something I know will be right for you. My Doctor Suggest alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. So many people suffer from health concerns today. I know we can help them with it. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products. My voice is now a workhorse because I suck on their colloidal silver lozenges. I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years on the radio due to hoarse voice. I haven't had a cold in 3 years. Brain fog is gone. I used to suffer from brain fog where you kind of, you know, you wake up and you're just really like foggy. You're not sure what the hell's going on. Don't have it anymore. Leaky gut is what causes brain fog and fatigue and colds and upset stomach, and it's all gone. Every day I receive numerous emails from my viewers thanking me for turning them on to My Doctor Suggest products and the difference it's made in their lives. All their products are safe, natural, contain only the finest natural ingredients. Easy for me to say. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. I look forward to hearing the success you have had using their alkaline structured silver and gel. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, toll free, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use promo code ROOT to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use promo code ROOT and get 20% off. All right. Got our guest here to talk about today's hearings, John Solomon, award-winning investigative columnist and executive vice president at The Hill. You can follow him on Twitter at J Solomon Reports, at J Solomon Solomon Reports. John, how are you, man?
Good. Good to be with you tonight.
All right. So, first of all, give me your thoughts on today's hearings. Let's start with that before we get to any specifics.
Well, there's been some instant impact. Just a few minutes ago, Attorney General Barr announced he's not going to go and attend tomorrow's hearing in the House after the behavior of the Senate Democrats earlier today. So there's been an immediate fallout. Bob Barr will not testify tomorrow. And more importantly, the Republicans are out there banging the drum right now, saying that this hearing today shamed the Democrats. It was pure, quote-unquote, craziness, as Jim Jordan just told us here at The Hill a few minutes ago. So there's quite an aftershock from today's hearing. It was quite the political theater. At the end of the day, I think the consequence is pretty small because Bill Barr accurately quoted the report, as we know. When you look at his letter, the quotes are verbatim from Mueller's report. And he ultimately released, you know, everything in the report except the parts that Bob Mueller and the Intelligence Committee asked not be released for sensitive reasons. So it's a lot of ado about very little here, but a lot of political theater was spent throughout the day.
I heard they used some of their political theater immediately for fundraising, the Democrats. That would make total sense.
Funny thing how that happens. Yes, so there's no politics involved until 2 minutes after the hearing comes and everybody tries to raise money off it. And when you watched a lot of the senators speaking, it felt like they were making their little 30-second, 45-second campaign commercials for next year. There wasn't a whole lot of substance to the hearing today. And at the end of the day, I think most Americans will take Mueller at his word that there was no collusion and not enough evidence for obstruction, and Barr's word that he didn't do anything but try to accurately quote the report. And I think most Americans have long moved on from this.
All right. And Fox News says that Bill Barr has made his decision. He will not testify before the House Judiciary Committee tomorrow. So is that going to get him in some trouble? Are they going to try and subpoena him? Are they going to try and do something bad? What are they going to do?
Well, sure. They may try to do, you know, they'll try to keep the political theater going, because the more the Democrats can talk about Bill Barr and this, the less they have to talk about the false narrative of collusion that they imposed on the American public for 2.5 years. But what's going to happen is that they'll play this game for a while, but very soon the IG report's going to come out from the Justice Department watchdog, and the president is planning on declassifying, and we will get a more complete picture of just how bad the political dirty trick of Russia collusion was and how complicitous and potentially engaging in wrongdoing the FBI was. There was a lot of misconduct inside the FBI. to turn a political opposition research project into a criminal investigation. And at that point, the Democrats won't be able to stop that avalanche any longer. We will be hearing some pretty stunning information about our FBI and the conduct of our intelligence services, I believe.
I sure hope it's possible for Democrats to be indicted and go to prison in a Republican administration, because it sure seems obvious that it's easy for Republicans to get in trouble and friends of the president to get in trouble and the president himself to get in trouble during a Republican administration. It makes no sense.
It is remarkable, and I think the last 2 years have been a great boomerang being set up. So we were sold one bill of goods. That's now been knocked down. Mueller has completely disproven collusion. And now the boomerang comes back around. And the danger for Democrats is they may have overplayed their hand. And the American public is very discerning, and I think we will learn more and more about that. I have some new revelations out today myself in a column that takes a look at again, how some of these players worked inside the Justice Department to feed the false Russia collusion narrative. It's a pretty remarkable story that we're unraveling.
Well, let's get into that story, but first I have to ask you one other quick question. You're a political animal, John Solomon, and the Hill's political animal. I'm more of an economic business guy, and I mean, private payrolls came out today. They surged by 275,000. It blew past the estimates. Trump's economy is booming, and it just seems to me all of this is Democrats looking for weapons of mass distraction. They don't want you to know that the economy's great. You got to impeach the president. We got to ruin the president. We got to imprison the president. We got to make him live in disgrace. We got to set fire to the White House. They're just looking to block you from seeing how much Trump has turned around the Obama economy.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And for those who watch CNN and MSNBC, they get delivered the weapons of mass distraction all day. But, you know, the vast majority of Americans aren't cable junkies. They're out there in the marketplace. They might have seen their check go up as a result of the tax cut. They might have seen more of their friends and family members hired by this booming economy. And they're much more smarter than the charade that's being played in Washington right now. I really believe the American public feels the impact of this economy. And that's translating into the president's popularity has remained very steady despite all of these attacks. That's a remarkable thing to see a president pretty consistently at the same popularity level each week, each month, no matter what's thrown at the wall. And I think that's a sign that the American people are able to separate the wheat from the chaff of some of this political distraction.
All right, let's talk about your article today. You had a breaking news story. It's your breaking news story that Bruce and Nellie Orr funneled opposition research on Donald Trump using high honey emails. Tell us what that means.
Yes. So, you know, early on we had the lovebird text messages between Peter Stroke and Lisa Page, two FBI employees, one an agent, one a lawyer. And that, of course, gave us some real strong insights into how politically biased the leaders of the Russia collusion investigation were inside the FBI. Well, I have a new version of the text messages, a little more legitimate in the sense that Bruce and Nellie Orr are married together, so it's okay for them to call each other honey in these emails. But these are emails that are going to their official DOJ account. Nellie Orr was a contractor for the Hillary Clinton opposition research firm Fusion GPS, the same place where Christopher Steele wrote, the same place that gave us the Steele dossier, the same one that was run by Glenn Simpson. So she is on the payroll of the Hillary Clinton opposition research machine, and she is using her husband's connections at the Justice Department to feed into the Justice Department her Russia research on Donald Trump, on Carter Page, on Paul Manafort, on Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, all the people that ultimately become part of the false Russia narrative. She's sending these emails with open source information and intelligence, her research, the very stuff she's doing for Fusion, and she's getting it into prosecutors at the Justice Department around her husband as the election's going on. Raises two big questions. One, feels like a big conflict of interest if a political vendor can use their husband's perch at the Justice Department to feed their intelligence into that department. Two, it may cause a legal problem for Nellie Orr, and here's why. 8-9 months ago, if you remember, she testified to the congressional committees, and she was asked, did you share your Fusion GPS research with anyone other than your husband and Christopher Steele or Fusion? And she answered affirmatively, no, I did not. Now we have pretty clear evidence that at least three different prosecutors in the Justice Department who worked for her husband received information from Melior, Russia-specific research, the very thing she testified she was researching. Now we know it got into the Justice Department through this marital backdoor. And I wouldn't be surprised if in the next day or so we saw some of the Congress members who interviewed her last year asking the Justice Department to investigate these new revelations.
I also see a headline right now. It's from yesterday, April 30th. It says Republican Congressman Mark Meadows drops a nuke and reveals criminal referrals coming for top Clinton allies. And so is that perhaps the very same people you're talking about? Are those allies?
She would certainly fall into that category. I think Mark Meadows is looking at a series of referrals that are a little broader than just Nellie Orr. But he's one of the people that I talked to today, along with Jim Jordan and other members. And I believe that Mark Meadows may be one of the people preparing a criminal referral now against Nellie Orr. Let's keep in mind, listen, she deserves the benefit of being assumed innocent to the investigation done. We didn't afford that to Trump or his campaign. But in the real world, that's what people expect. But what we now see right now is a pretty clear evidence that she was using her husband's backdoor to get her intelligence into the Justice Department.
All right. I also see a headline, Attorney General Barr concerned that the Steele dossier was Russian disinformation. If that's true, then there was Russian collusion, but it wasn't on Trump or the Republican side. They're the Russian colluders. Does that make sense, John Solomon? Because aren't they big fans of Solinsky? And he said, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's going to become one of the great stories about the Steele dossier. It was disinformation, and it was a discoverable influence operation by the Russians.
All right, John Solomon, award-winning investigative columnist and executive vice president at The Hill. Follow him on Twitter at JSolomonReports. John, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for the interest in the story.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. We'll be right back at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at LowesForPros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast. the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
By the way, Attorney General Barr says the Department of Justice has multiple criminal leak investigations open. And Kellyanne Conway warns Clapper and Brennan, I would be very concerned if I was you. I think it's hilarious. These guys are in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Tangible Investments, by the way, is a sponsor of this show. They've got golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They are a discount gold, silver, and precious metals dealer. Discount meaning you get it at a great price. They don't charge the big markup that other firms charge. Everyone needs gold and silver. In a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control, America, $22 trillion in debt, wealth insurance is what you need. But you got to buy it from a company with credibility and integrity, and you got to buy it at a discount. Tangible will prove to you, after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Give them a call right now. You need gold and silver. Buy it at a discount. Buy it from a firm with credibility. 35 years of credibility. Over $2 billion in transactions. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Nick Sandman, Covington Catholic teen, haven't heard his name in a while, announced a lawsuit today against NBC Universal for $275 million. This guy is going to own the media of the United States of America. And by the way, even though I'm on his side, even though I'm rooting for him, even though I'm clapping, this is good, this is wonderful, teach them a lesson. It's so frustrating to me because the media hates me. And the media has written such horrible things about me. But every time I speak to a lawyer, they say, well, you can't sue because you're famous. Wayne Root's famous and you're a media figure. And so it's very hard to sue when you're already famous and a media figure. But they have slandered me You know, you take like John Ralston as an example. John Ralston considers himself this media maven of Nevada. John Ralston has called me a birther like 50 times. It's interesting because in my entire life, I've never mentioned Obama's birth. I've never said he was born in Kenya. I've never said he was born outside the United States. You know, there are times where I think he's the son of Satan and he was born in hell. He's the spawn of Satan. But I've never said a word about where he was born. I'm assuming he was born in Hawaii. I don't know. Nothing about birth certificates. I'm not an expert in forgery on birth certificates. I have no idea if his birth certificate is real or fake. I have no idea if he's born in Kenya or not. I guess he's born in the United States, even though the only person who ever actually started out the whole birthing conspiracy was Barack Obama. He was an author, and in his own book, he had promotional materials that had to be written by him, and it said he's this exotic fellow that was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia. He is the birther. He started the rumor that he was born in Kenya. And his own brother says he was born in Kenya. I've never, ever, ever weighed in on that, even once. I don't even want to get near it. It's like a grenade. I don't want to touch it. I don't know where he was born. I think he's the son of Satan, and I think he was born in hell. But all I'm telling you is I've been called a birther, which is absolute lie, slander, libel, and yet this kid's suing 20 different companies each for $200 million, and he's probably going to settle for $20 million with 10 companies, so he's going to make $200 million. Nick Sandman's going to be one of the richest teenagers in the United States of America. And the only difference between him and me is that I have an effect on the world. I'm actually a conservative warrior who's fighting for all of us and winning. And he's just some kid who got picked on. And he's going to be worth $200 million, and I got nothing. I can't sue him for a penny because I'm already famous. So they can lie all they want about me, slander and libel me all they want. Isn't that amazing? You just can't believe this stuff. Can't even believe it. The lies they've told about me. So many organizations picked up the lies. Matter of fact, John Ross was the first one to use the word birther against Wayne Root. And then that witch on MSNBC picked up on it, and she called me a birther on national TV. And then, what was that magazine? What's that magazine called? I can't remember. A big liberal magazine picked up the same thing and called me a birther. And my lawyer called him and said, you're about to get sued. They wrote kind of a semi-apology. It was a lousy apology. Then John Ralston's newspaper wrote a lousy apology. None of them were real apologies at all. They're all liars and libelous and frauds. And they make up stories about conservatives. And they badmouth and slander and libel conservatives. And they should be sued for hundreds of millions of dollars, and their house should be taken away from them. And everything they own should be taken away from them for the lies they've told about Wayne Root. Never mentioned Obama's birth in my entire life once. And every time they mention me, they say I'm a birther. Hilarious. You couldn't lie more than that. It's not even possible to make up a bigger lie than to call Wayne Root a birther. And I don't even think there's anything wrong with birthers. All they're doing is they ask questions about Obama. They ask questions about where he was born. They ask questions about his Social Security number. He was never in Connecticut. It came from Connecticut. I've heard that 1,000 times. Why? I don't know. I have no idea. Where was he born? I don't know. I assume he says Hawaii. He's probably Hawaii. Don't forget, he's the one who said, born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia. Don't forget, his own brother said he was born in Kenya. I never discuss it, ever. Ever, ever, ever. But I'm a birther. And meanwhile, all these years later, the last laugh's on me. Not just because Nick Sandman's going to become a billionaire or something close to it. But the real last laugh is about the fact the birthers are the liberals. They've become birthers. Because I asked a question about Obama at Columbia, I'm a birther. Because I asked questions about whether Obama was a communist and a Muslim sympathizer, which it's so clear he was both, I'm a birther for asking a question about a man who's got his finger on the nuclear button, who seems to hate America, hate American exceptionalism, hate Americans, and love foreigners, and left the borders open, and imported 1 million Muslims. And I asked questions. What's his goal here? That makes you a birther. That makes you a conspiracy theorist. But they have lied for 2 years about a Russian conspiracy that never happened. They're the biggest birthers in the world. Rachel Maddow's the biggest birther in the world. We'll be right back. War Now.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.